men teachers in this course?
No.
How did the women dress, the women teachers, were they?
In the Peter Thompson suits, you would know what those were.
No.
But it was a blouse, a blue blouse with, you know, like this, like a sailor blouse it was, and skirt, and everybody wore the same. So whether you were rich or poor, it made no difference. You wore the same kind of uniform. And then, of course, you had to dress for dinner every night. I do remember that.
How would you dress?
Yes, what was your clothes?
Well, a formal dress. Long. Of course, in those days, they wore long skirts. Mm-hmm. So you dressed at night in a formal dress. And then I remember after dinner, you had vespers, I guess you'd call it. And I think we had to go to our rooms at 9 o'clock.
Was there much academic work outside the classroom? Homework?
Oh, I don't remember. My word, when you stop and think how many years ago, I know we had homework that we had to do. And
how are you marked? Were you marked?
Ordinary. Just ordinary, I think. Not too smart, maybe not too dumb.
What kind of method did they use to grade?
What kind of what?
What kind of method? A's, B's, and C's?
I haven't any idea.
They sent it home to your parents?
I think it was, I imagine they must have sent a report card home to your parents, but that's one thing I don't even remember.
What were the grounds like?
It was it was up on a hill. The grounds were nice and, you know, kept up. We weren't allowed out in the village unless we went with a teacher. They were very strict about your behavior. I do remember that. And there was a boys' school there called Holbrook, which I haven't thought of in 1,000 years. And they'd have a dance like once a year, and they'd come to the school or we'd go there. But very well chaperoned, of course.
Mm-hmm. What were the Holbrook boys like? Remember anyone?
It was a military school. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything about them at all. I just know that we were allowed to either go there or they come to us. Maybe we did. Maybe they came once a year and we might have gone there once a year. I don't remember about that. And I don't remember anything about any of the boys.
Were there regulations as to how you could wear your hair?
No.
At,
no.
How did you wear it? How did people wear their hair at school? Remember?
Well, I haven't any idea. I know it wasn't short.
Did they have snoots at the back of their neck?
No. No, nothing like that.
Were you allowed to wear jewelry?
I think so. As much as a 17-year-old would have, which isn't too much.
Did your parents send you an allowance, or how was that?
Yeah, I got $10 a month. Spend it as I saw fit. And when you went to New York to visit your aunt and uncle, that just about paid your fare down and back, with a few pennies left over. I think we were an hour out of New York. Osney was an hour out of New York. And of course whenever you said Osney, they kidded you about the prison.
Yeah, Sing Sing.
And we went through the prison. I think all classes were permitted to do that. And they showed us the electric chair. And then we took a boat trip, which the whole school could do, to West Point, at the school there, down to the Statue of Liberty. You know, they did what they could to show us things, but it was regular routine school.
Who conducted the religious services?
I think Miss Fuller.
Were you allowed out to church?
Oh, yes, every Sunday we went to church. and every girl could go to her own church, and I went to the Episcopal Church. And we had morning chapel, I guess you'd call it, before school.
What time in the morning?
Oh, probably 8:30.
Did you enjoy your years?
Oh, yes, the first few months I was terribly homesick because I'd never really been away from home. After that, I loved it.
Did you feel sorry when you had to leave Miss Forrest?
My mother had a heart condition, and my brother was in the Philippines. She thought one of us should be home. So after 2 years, reluctantly, I didn't finish, came home.
Was it a 3 or 4 year school?
I think 3 year. I think it was a 3 year course, because if I'd gone back, I know I would have graduated. Mm-hmm. But I was there 2 years. And after getting over being homesick, I loved it.
What were the girls like?
Oh, just like they are today. I think they're just the same. I know a couple of them live in Crown Point that I was very fond of. And Mrs. Freddie Mason's mother went there, and she didn't like it. She went home at Thanksgiving and never came back. And she was Dr. Phelps' wife, which is way back history, but it's Mrs. Freddie Mason's mother. She didn't like it. She was lonesome. If you stick until, you know, your first time home, then you're all right. But she just gave up at Thanksgiving time when she went home. And of course, I was awful lonesome when I came home. But when you went back, you sort of got over it. But she never went back.
Did they start out classes immediately when you got there in September?
Pardon?
Did they start out classes immediately when you got there in September?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You just had time, really, to get unpacked, you know, get settled, and they put you with a roommate, of course, because you don't know any of the girls.
No.
And so classes started right away, and we're out in June, somewhere around the middle of June, I guess it was.
Were you and the rest of the girls, did you enjoy playing pranks or anything?
Oh, I think so. I think we, just a normal sort of a young hood, don't you know? You did try to sneak out now and then, but you never got away with it.
What would they do when they caught you?
They'd punish you and make you stay in your room or give up some privilege or something like that.
What were the privileges?
I haven't any idea. Well, do you realize that was back in 1900, somewhere around there, two or three? I haven't any idea what they were.
Do you remember any other pranks you used to try to play?
No. No, nothing. You know, and I can't see why that has any bearing on this at all.
Well,
I really can't. Because I wasn't a delinquent or any of those kind of things. And that was back so far.
Did they allow you food in your room?
You mean to cook?
Or, yeah, to cook
well,
in a hat.
Well, if you had a box sent to you, mm-hmm. you had that in your room mm-hmm. and shared it with, you were lucky if you got any of it after you shared it with the girls on your hall.
Did any of the girls play cards?
No, we didn't play cards at all. I do remember that.
Was there a rule against it? Or?
No, I don't think anybody wanted to. I don't think we ever did. I don't remember that at 17 years old I played cards up here. I probably did, but I don't remember it.
Do you remember seeing adults playing cards?
No.
When you were a child, before you went to Miss Fuller's, what was your Sunday routine?
To stay right in. My mother and father would take my brother and me to ride. And that was about all. We didn't do any social things before I went away to school. It didn't seem to me that we did. Of course, before I was 17, I had the girls I'd grown up with. And you'd get to see them now and then. You'd get to them on Sunday. But my mother and father liked to have us home on Sunday, so we usually were here.
Did you go to church in the morning?
My mother sang in the choir, so we had to.
Mm-hmm. What were the services like? Were they any different than they are today?
Nothing that I can think of.
About how many would be attending?
How many would what?
Be attending on Sunday morning.
You mean in Sunday school? I didn't go to church. We'd go to Sunday school because I had to get my brother cleaned up and go to Sunday school. And I know there were quite a few in Sunday school. I don't know about that because I don't think we ever went to church. We went to Sunday school over at the congregational.
But who was the Sunday school teacher, yours?
Oh, I wouldn't have any idea. Not the faintest.
You remember anything that happened in Sunday school that stands out in your mind?
That was almost 70 years ago. How would you remember any of those kind of things?
Mm-hmm. Did you have to bring Bibles with you when you went?
Well, those questions sound so asinine to me. Absolutely asinine. Because if you're going to go from there up through my whole life, you'll be here till next week.
Where did you meet your husband?
Right here at Malone. He traveled for the wholesale company. For the American Tobacco Company, I can say.
What age were you at that time?
You mean when I met him?
Yes.
Or when I was married?
When you met him.
1919, somewhere around there.
Was he working at the time? He was working as an agent.
He was working for the American Tobacco Company.
Mm-hmm. How old was he?
When I met him?
Yeah, he was older than you.
Oh, he was 26, probably about 23 or 4, somewhere around there. Too young to be married, and he was a traveling man, and you remember the reputations that traveling men had in those days, which he didn't live up to, but he had to prove it.
So your parents discouraged you all the way through? Both your parents?
No, my father, because he worked for my father.
Oh.
So it wasn't up to him, of course, to do anything, but my mother tried to discourage it. Did for a year or two, but she gave in after a while.
It must have been very hard on you.
It was a little hard because she tried to talk me out of it all the time, don't you know.
What reasons did she use besides from his being a traveling man?
Oh, he was older than a traveling man.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough.
Was he the same religion or different?
Pardon?
Was he the same religion?
No, he was an Episcopalian, so the religion was the same. And he was an acolyte and a choir boy, and he was from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Did when you wanted to go out for a date, would your mother always try to stand in your way, or?
You had to be in at 10 o'clock, which is a little different now.
Where did you go on dates?
Oh, to other people's houses. And of course they had dances then.
Where?
At the old Arbory. And at the Knights, not the Knights of Columbus, the
Masons?
No. Yes, they did have, because he was a Mason. We used to go there.
Back at 10 o'clock. Did you ever not make your curfew?
Well, when you went to a dance, I didn't have to be, but if I went to somebody's house, I had to be home at 10 o'clock.
Was your mother waiting up for you?
Absolutely. And if I wasn't home, my father'd come for me. I mean, if I was just out with other girls, you know. Not, he wouldn't come for me if I was out on a date, but I had to be home. Because there was none of this midnight stuff in those days. If you went to a dance, it could be from 8 to 12, but you had to come right home. And there were dances in the Armory then.
Mainly for younger people, or?
For anybody, but I think it was mostly younger people that went.
What kind of music did they have?
Well, they had different bands, the different orchestras that came from different places.
What country square dance?
No. Oh, yes, we had square dances, but I don't think it was anybody from Malone. As far as I can remember, I don't think it was any orchestra from Malone.
You had waltzes as well?
Had what?
Waltzes as well as
oh,
square
yes.
Dances.
Oh, foxtrot and the one step. And waltzes, principally. We didn't have any modern dances at all. We thought those were pretty good.
What was your favorite?
What?
What was your favorite?
Oh, I think maybe the waltz. What's that?
Is it my dialing?
Someone's dialing.
Didn't I hang it up right?
So, you finally were married 2 years after you had been...
What did I do? Well, he traveled, of course, all the time, and for a couple of years I traveled with him. Those were the days of horse and buggy. And he'd take the train out to Burke, and then I'd follow in an hour with livery horses.
Driving them?
Driving them. And in the winter, pretty hard. And we'd go to Trout River and then end up in Fort Covington, with Holdsburg, and then stay overnight in Fort Covington and then come home. And he did that for a long time until he bought out Simons and Company, which was a candy factory at that time. Then they changed to the ice cream business, which was Frojoy in those days. Now it's Zieltest.
When you were married, did you have a formal wedding or?
Congregational church. Mm-hmm.
Who was the minister at that time?
Mr. McIntosh.
How long did you prepare for the wedding?
How long did I prepare for it?
Yes, was it 2 months beforehand you were getting ready and
planning
it?
Probably the whole year. And in those days, you couldn't buy ready-made clothes, you see. We had to go to New York to get things, but like underwear and things like that, you had to have made.
You took a trip to New York to select your
gown? We went to see his mother, who lived in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. She didn't come. She wasn't well enough to come. His father came. Mm-hmm. And... So we went to Pennsylvania, went to Boston, New York and Boston, and then Pennsylvania, back home.
That was your wedding trip, your honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Who made your gown?
She's now Mrs. Judge Lawrence.
girlhood friends?
No. She was a seamstress, and she'd come. She lived in North Lawrence, and she came and stayed a whole month here. And at that time, she was going with Judge Lawrence. I don't mean Buck. I mean his father.
Uh-huh.
And she was going with him. And she was married 2 weeks before I was. And she came back just in time to see that my dress was right and my veil was right and all those kind of things. So I do remember that.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
I think I had 4 and a maid of honor.
Who were the ushers? Were they Malone people? Or?
Yes, they were Malone people, but I couldn't tell you who they were. I know Amos Crooks was one. Because my brother was in the Philippines, and I felt I had to have a relative. And Amos was about 6 years younger than I was. And I think he borrowed somebody's dress suit or something. And he was one of the ushers, but I don't remember the rest at all. And the best man was Ori Allison, who died years and years ago. And he was my husband's friend.
Where'd you live after?
We lived here for 5 years, and then down on First Street for just 1 year, where my older son was born, and then we moved back here because there was a dishonest salesman, so my husband had to go back on the road again, so that's why we moved back here.
Did you have a reception after the wedding?
Oh yes, right here. There weren't any public places. It was an evening wedding, and no one had receptions in the church, you know, in those days.
No.
Either you had it at home.
Was it by candlelight?
The wedding?
Yeah.
No.
No, but it was in the evening.
It was, in the evening, but they had lights in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And here too, of course.
What was served at the reception? Was it a dinner thing or a
no,
dessert?
No, reception.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. I remember that we had the reception here and all the people that came. And then we took a night train out of here that night because, of course, there were cars, but they weren't too plentiful back in 1905.
Well, they weren't very plentiful.
So we didn't have, I know we didn't have any cars or anything, but took the train.
So when you were moving from here to the other first home on First Street, back?
Yeah.
How did you look? Did you enjoy that, or did you want to stay at First Street or walk?
Well, my son had pneumonia. My husband was gone all the time. So, of course, I was glad to come back. And he was, of course, a baby. And I think in those days you were afraid to be alone and a new baby that you didn't know anything about. I was glad to come back.
How long did you stay here after that?
Been here ever since.
Did your husband approve of coming back?
He never said. Because we ate with my parents, I know, but we had our own sitting room, bedroom, and bathroom upstairs. And of course, he was gone an awful lot. So I really was glad to be here with my mother and father.
Mother still resent him then, or?
Oh no, she got to be very fond of him.
Took herself down.
Oh, she. Well, it was just the fact of my being married. I don't think she. She was a stronger character than I, and I think she liked to have me at home and around. Don't you know? I think she wouldn't have liked anybody. It wouldn't have made any difference who it was. She just didn't like the idea of my being married and maybe leaving home.
Probably most mothers are like that.
So I could see her point, of course. But she got to think everything of him.
So your second, your daughter was born here.
Did what?
Your daughter was born here?
Both my, no, my Bob was born here because it was the year of the flu. And Kirker was born on First Street when we were down there. So.
How many people were living here when you moved back?
Just my mother and father, and they had a maid. I think they had, yes, I'm sure they had a middle-aged maid when I don't know whether there was anyone when I moved back here or not. I know there was when Kirker, when Bob was born. I don't remember. I don't think they had a maid.
It must have been quite a house to keep up without a maid or anything.
Well, I guess it was. Of course, you had a woman that did the washing, and then she came and did the ironing, and she'd do the cleaning. You had help, but not live-in help.
Any idea how much it costs, say, to have a woman's water?
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have any idea.
Who prepared the food?
My mother.
What kind of dishes did she make?
Oh, heavens. I wouldn't know, but everybody has.
Did she do canning?
Oh, we canned everything. It began in the spring. Everything right the way through.
Did you enjoy, cooking and canning and things like that, or were you?
Oh, I can't say I enjoyed it, but I did it because I had to.
Did you make candy?
Oh, yes. Did that, just for your own benefit, not to sell or anything like that. But, I think you lived just like anybody else did.
Husband was away a great deal. How was your father?
He didn't travel too much. It was the younger brothers that did the traveling. My father traveled quite a little. And I can always remember in the winter, the train was always stuck in Ellenburg Cut. It seemed to me that I remembered that from way back. And it would be stuck there, for maybe 24 hours. And the neighbors would try to get food to the people in the train. He traveled quite a little, but the last years he was there in the store, in the office part. And Mrs. Kilburn's father really did the traveling in those late years.
What did the store sell?
Everything. I mean, wholesale groceries. It was potatoes and apples and tea and coffee. Of course, in wholesale packages, boxes, or whatever you call it.
Well, let's come back up a little bit. So your husband worked for your father for a long time.
Well, he didn't work for my father. He worked for the American Tobacco Company,
right.
But he sold through.
I see.
That was his headquarters when he'd come into Malone.
So he continued, even when your father was getting older, he never got into the business, so to speak.
But
he did.
He would only be here maybe over a weekend. He might come in on a Friday and then stay till Monday. And then he'd be off some other place. So,
when did he change his business though after a while?
Well, they never changed the wholesale business. When my father died, Jim Price was his head man there. And so he bought it out. Of course, the other two brothers were gone.
Your husband doing when your father died?
What did he do?
What was he doing? Was he still working on his
Well, he'd just come in and take orders. That was like any salesman would. But he'd always Sunday in Malone when he could. If he was, I don't think he was ever too far away, because it was Plattsburgh and all the places around here, you know.
And what year did your father die?
I can't tell you. I knew you were going to ask me that. Now I can't tell you. My mother died in 36, and my father probably died I haven't any idea, because my husband died in 21 and my father died before then. So it could be 1919.
Your husband died in
1921.
That was after he had changed businesses, though.
Oh, yes. It was still Frogjoy up here. But they just changed the candy factory into the ice cream plant. They had one in Utica, one in Plattsburgh, and one here. Pardon?
The big corporation?
Well, Seal Test is. Yeah. Frogjoy was in Montreal, and a plant in Plattsburgh, and one in Utica, and one here. So he traveled back and forth quite a lot.
He was manager of the Malone plant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was really working for a larger company.
Well, yes, Frogjoy didn't originate in Malone, as far as I know. But he owned that plant. He owned the plant here. And it was then Varick Mayer. It was Kurt Mayer in those days. Mm-hmm.